Now entering Nerdist.com.
To the San Diego Comic-Con 2014 Nerdist Industries podcast panel. I am your moderator, Matt Myra. I do a few podcasts on the network, one called The Nerdist. Yeah, you can go ahead and woo that one. That's fine. Another called James Bonding, which is literally a podcast about James Bond, right? Somebody's listening. And another one called Phoebe, which is Four Eyes and Beard, which is a joint Nerdist and Smodco production. We have to say joint because Kevin Smith is involved. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to go ahead and get started by bringing out our panelists. From Jonah Radio, my dear friend, Mr. Jonah Ray. Thank you, Jonah. Have a seat. From the JV Club, the lovely and talented Janet Varney is here. From the Pop by Culture podcast, Mr. Cole Stratton is here as well. Cole, come on out. Our littlest podcaster and one of my favorites to appear on from the Mutant Season, Gil Letellier. Gil, I totally fucked your name up. Gil, I know. Gil, have a seat. Gil, you're great.
Can you acknowledge get a couple that phone I said books, that. Couple phone
Cole,
books?
I'm addressing Gil. Hi, Gil.
Hi.
Cool. Awesome. Gil, can you read the name tag next to you? Because I can't see that far. No, next to you, on that side. Who's that?
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Thrilling Adventure Hour and the Writers Panel Podcast, please welcome Mr. Ben Blacker. Yeah. Also, from the Thrilling Adventure Hour, Mr. Ben Acker. We got the Acker and Blacker here. Please have a seat. You're having quite a con, Ben. And from one of our very first podcasts to appear on the network, sex nerd Sandra herself, Sandra Darding. Sandra, come on out. We are waiting on Dave Ross. I hear he's parking, so good luck with that. You guys like podcasts? Probably, yeah? Great. We all do them. So I'm going to start with a question, sort of open it up to the floor. What made you decide to get into podcasting? Jonah, I'm going to skip right over you.
Yeah.
And go right to Janet.
Sounds good.
Janet, what was it about podcasting that you said, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and do this, because why not?
It's nice to have something that no one can take away from you.
Wait, is that true? They can't take it?
I guess they could, but...
Theoretically.
It's nice to have your own creation, yeah. I guess, in Los Angeles. You know, when you spend a lot of time feeling like you're pitching stories or you're auditioning or whatever, doing things that feel less like they're kind of from your soul.
Yeah.
And so...
And that's something, too, I find that podcasts are very... They're sort of personal expressions, for the most part, you know. It's not necessarily... It's kind of a personal thing for me to be like, oh, let me talk about James Bond for an hour and a half, sometimes longer than the length of the movie we're talking about. It's a little ridiculous, but it's like this fun little thing that I can just do it, and if four people download it, thank you, four people. It's fine. It's totally fine. Cole, how about you?
Piles and piles of non-money. That was the main, when all those downloads free come in.
Yeah.
It's fun to like be able to talk about whatever you want to talk about, and then like people either listen or they don't, and a lot of people do and they like it, hopefully. And it's just really fun.
And if they don't like it, they'll tell you on Twitter.
Oh, they will tell you immediately.
Absolutely.
They will right away. The boo birds will come out.
Gil, what about you? What made you decide to get into podcasting, and is this your now career path in life?
Yes, for the second part of the question.
Wow, I wish I had it figured out at 11.
It was sort of like, I personally love debate.
Yeah.
Speech debate is one of my favorite things still. And I love meeting all these cool people.
Right.
And, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Long story short. You just said, you know what, I'm going to have a podcast. And we just said, sure, here you go. Pretty much.
Yeah,
that's how podcasts work.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben. I mean, that's pretty much how if you want to do a podcast on the network, just ask. and be 11 years old.
That's mine started when I was 11.
Yeah.
No one noticed.
Because
it was the 80s.
The Bens, you guys have been doing it for quite a while. You guys have been doing podcasts. What sort of got you guys to go, let's do this amazing show, which lends itself perfectly to audio form? And let's just send this out as a podcast.
Don't answer the question while you're asking.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead and answer it in your own words.
Right. No, we were already doing the show, and then we decided it would be great if people could hear it.
we were serving literally dozens of people every month, and then we moved to a bigger venue and thought, well, serving hundreds of people is nice, but what about several hundreds?
Oh.
And I think Hardwick had actually just done our show. And so we started talking to him, and Scott Aukerman, too, had a lot of great input about how to put it out in the world. And, Nerdist just became the right place for it,
yeah.
I think. That we knew that audience would be into what we're into because we're into the same thing.
Nerds.
Well, more
nerdy. And Sandra, you were, I believe, if I remember correctly,
mm-hmm.
weren't you like the second or third podcast on the network?
It feels like the first wave. Like I was right in there. Yeah. So people.
And what
excited.
Brought you to the podcasting forum with your sex nerd advice, which had appeared on the website previously?
Well, I've been teaching classes for a while, and I mean, I've always been really into curiosity and knowledge and sexuality. Such a like, ooh, what's going on over there? And I'd always wanted a show, and I met this guy named Chris. And we were chatting, and he was like, "You want to do a podcast? Because that makes sense." And I was like, "What's a podcast? I think I know what that is." And then I ended up having a show, which is exactly what I had wanted to do. Makes sense. And then I was like, "Oh, this is terrifying," but I just kept going, and it's been great.
Is there? Let me ask this question. I'm going to go back down the line this way. Is there a topic on, particularly in your podcast, that you have not covered that you would always love to tackle, but you haven't done it?
Ooh, there are so many. Actually. Asexuality, I really want to cover. Like, I mean, you know, I've covered the
what about A plus sexuality?
A plus sexuality.
Thanks, buddy.
Now I know why you sat him next to you.
But yeah, asexuality I think is fascinating.
Yeah.
The absence of sexuality.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Why don't you just put out an episode like that, but it's just 90 minutes of silence?
good one. Next week.
Next week.
We're
going
to do it.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Ben, I'm gonna go ahead. We're coming back down the line here. As far as the Thrilling Adventure Hour is concerned, has there been sort of like, is there, because you guys have done almost everything you can do with a podcast in the sense of live shows.
How dare you?
How dare you?
We've done everything we can do. It's time
You've
to
done almost.
It up.
No, I mean, like, what is the next sort of thing for you guys as far as, like, where are you taking it next?
Oh, that's a nice
Don't
question.
Immediately be insulting.
Well, how dare you? And what is next? Stuff.
I think it feels like we're trying to evolve the podcast in numerous ways, and it feels like the most immediate and obvious one is to add some kind of visual element to it, whether that's, you know, just comic books or. Our graphic novel came out last year, or this concert film should have some sort of release by the end of the year or early next year.
Mm-hmm.
But adding some kind of way for people to enjoy the show the way that the live audience enjoys the show, which is not just with their ears.
Interesting. See that? Gil, what do you want to do with your podcast that you haven't done?
I definitely want to actually sort of change it up. I want to say, I guess.
Gil, hang on.
Well, I mean, not like.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Gil.
Chart exclusive.
So what do you want to? What do you want to do with it, Gil?
Like, I mean, I've always sort of wanted to, like, maybe add something new in, but I never could actually find a new idea. Like, not completely change it up to where no one recognizes it. That would be.
Would you get a new host?
Silly. Yeah.
New host? Do you think?
I'll take that advice.
I'm just saying. I only do two podcasts right now.
So have you figured it out yet? Have you figured out what the thing is you're going to do? How are you going to change it up?
Unfortunately, no. But I think maybe it might. It depends. I might keep it, and I hope I hope I do keep the podcast.
Yeah, you're going to keep it. We're not taking it away from you, Gil.
What is?
Have you checked your ratings lately?
We're not just going to be like, hey, get out of here, buddy.
Give us that back.
Cole, how about you?
Well, I'm happy to announce I'll be taking over the mutant season starting next week. Really excited for that.
A lot of booze. A lot of booze.
Well, I mean, the whole thing with pop culture is it's like, we just talk... What happened there, Janet? We talk about... our whole thing is like we try to never talk about anything important.
Sure.
Like, it's just supposed to be, like, the goofiest, like, silliest conversations on pop culture and movies and stuff like that, too. My co-host, Vanessa Ragland, who's amazing. Every once in a while, like, I'm a big sports guy, too, which is weird. Every once in a while, a guest is into sports, and we'll kind of go that way for about 30 seconds, yep. And then she just glazes over.
It rarely happens on the Nerdist podcast that someone else is enjoying of the sports, because usually I'll get things from Jonah like... Yep, that's exactly what happens. I'll say something about sports, and he'll just do nothing.
Wait, you can come to my podcast because it's all sports metaphors for things.
Is it really?
Yeah. Play go. Ball, bases.
I don't know. What does that mean?
You mean play balls?
Play balls. Janet, how about you on the JV Club? JV Club I find to be the most... I like to think of it as the most personal podcast on the network. It's really it's lovely. When I first heard the idea, I was like, oh, that's a new idea for a podcast. I was very excited about it, and it's a great show. And where do you feel like you're going with it?
Thanks, Maddie. Well, I'm just really enjoying doing the Boys of Summer series because it gave me the opportunity to talk to some guys. I don't know. I mean, like, to get really specific, I guess I'm excited to have a male to female transgender person, which I do have scheduled for after Boys of Summer, just because I've had female to male and then kind of everybody else. But I think that's a really unique perspective on an experience of being a teenager and then making a transition. So
that's great. And Jonah, of course, Jonah, you do Jonah Radio, which is a great podcast. You guys, oh, you got it. You're okay.
I don't know.
You guys very recently had Weird Al Yankovic on.
We did. That was our biggest episode.
Yeah. Applaud that. Weird Al's fucking awesome.
That was really... Yeah, I was so nervous. I did nothing but clean my house. Because we do it in my garage, and I rearranged the garage. I vacuumed for the first time in that garage.
Hang on a second.
In that garage.
In the garage. Okay.
Yeah. I put away all my Weird Al memorabilia and art. And I was
smart.
Yeah. And then he came over. And he's like, oh, cool. And then he went right to my records. I was like, I forgot to put away all the double. I have like three copies of every one of his albums on vinyl. Every time I see one, I buy it.
Ben, you have a question for Jonah?
Did he get mad?
What?
Did he get real mad?
He got real mad. He's like, why are you hoarding all this stuff? You should let my music free, dude. He's a real pro. It's crazy. He's really aggressive. He threw me up against the wall.
Did he bring any of his Jonah Ray memorabilia?
Yeah. Well, he came wearing a Jonah Radio shirt. And then he says, wouldn't this be funny if this was real? And then it disappeared.
Wait, he disappeared?
He disappeared. The shirt just fell to the floor.
Oh, my God.
And then
you
realized my whole life has been a lie.
If
I called
Art Bell
to talk
now.
About it.
Was it a parody of another shirt?
Well, yes, it was.
I like the idea of Al just opening up a door and just like this flood of his stuff comes pouring.
Yeah. No, don't look.
No,
look
not
away.
That door, Al.
You're my hero.
A question I would like to ask you, and Ben, you also, because you have multiple podcasts as well. Yes. But
thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
What sort of motivated Jonah with you in particular? What for you doing the Nerdist podcast, which is obviously a huge podcast we get to be a part of?
Yeah.
What sort of made you go, you know what? I'm going to do this other thing.
Well, I kind of, you know, there was every time I would mention bands or anything like that on the Nerdist, I would always get like you know, some people that would tweet at me saying it's like, oh, I like it when you bring up bands. And then I kind of wanted to. I used to be. And music, and I kind of missed it, so I thought a way of helping out bands could be like by playing, you know, younger bands or bands that aren't too established or well known, and give them a chance to be heard by people that might not necessarily, like, you know, bring in the Nerdist crowd to listen to music. And then to, you know, we had the Manx on, and they're a great band, and they went on tour, and they said every show they did, there was at least three people going, hey, we came because we heard you on Jonah Radio. And that was a great feeling. That's like, you know, you to like get to a point where you can help out other people in the other parts of arts, like that's you know, it's something. That's awesome. Really something.
And Ben, for you, what made you sort of go, I'm gonna have this other podcast, the Writers Panel, which is immensely successful, and it's I recommend it. If anybody's into the idea of writing and the creative process, it's a great
Or just a TV fan. Really.
Or just, yeah, absolutely just a TV fan.
If there's a television program you love, we've had if not the creator, someone prominent from the show on that. The Nerdist Writers Panel Which we started around the same time that Sandra did, and it was just because it was something I wanted to do. Like, if I were a 20-year-old writer starting out, not necessarily in Los Angeles, there wasn't the resource for that institutional knowledge of, like, people who had made television shows and how television shows are created and pitched and the business and process of writing. And I am a process nerd, so I really wanted to talk about it. And it happened... I did it with A26LA, which is a national part of the national nonprofit tutoring program. And in the first couple of panels, we were going to hold them at the A26LA space, which holds 75 people. And one of the first panels had Damon Lindelof on it, and they forgot to put a cap on ticket sales, so sold 150 tickets.
Oh boy!
And Chris was about to open the Nerdist space at Meltdown, and said, he had just done Thrilling, and was like, come use this space. It looks like a dank, sweaty basement. It hasn't been fixed up, but we have room. We can set you up and record it. And if you want, I can put it out as a podcast. It's like, that is exactly what I want. Thank you.
And there it is.
It's been super fun, and I learn something every single time. That's why I continue to do it.
Well, it's a lovely podcast. But also, we have, finally, Dave Ross has arrived.
Finally.
Hey.
Dave,
you're on the other side.
Hang on. No, wait. Hang on. Take the chair to the microphone. Or do we not have a microphone?
No, there's a microphone.
No, we have a microphone. Well, then, what about the one in front of you? Dave Ross from the Terrified Podcast is here.
Hey, thank you.
How about that traffic, Dave?
Wait, what?
Welcome, Dave. Welcome to the podcast. We're doing a super podcast right now. You missed the first part because you were enjoying the traffic of San Diego.
No, I just wanted to come late.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
You did it.
I previously asked the questions to everybody, and you were, I think, of the people here, our most recent addition to the podcast network of the guys we have on this table.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. So what sort of prompted you to say, I'm going to do a podcast?
Well, actually, I guess I have been a part of the network for a while because I co-hosted Sandra's show for 2 years.
That's right. Yeah.
Which
but
was
then
so
you
high
went
side.
Away.
Good to see you.
After that vicious fight you guys had.
Yeah, we hate each other.
Yeah, I have a lot of scars.
We physically fought. It's true.
Wait a second, because I don't even know what happened. Why do you guys not? Why did you stop doing that podcast?
I left fire. Because sex is not. This is a funny sentence. Sex is not my main thing. And that's
you're
true.
You're among friends at Comic-Con. Yeah.
And children.
Sex is hard.
Sandra, I found you a guest for your asexuality podcast.
Oh!
Yeah.
Call back.
Yeah, have me on. I'm asexual. I left because the show was great. It was so fun, but I, like, after a couple years, it was hard for me to continue talking about sex that much. It was actually starting to make me more closed off when it came to sex, and so I was like, it's probably time to go. But I had the idea for Terrified for a while, and I pitched it to Chris.
Yeah.
And he asked me to join, so.
What do you like most about doing your own podcast?
Oh, man, so many things. It has taught me a lot about being a comedian. It has taught me, for number one, I say the word fuck, like, a lot less. Because, are we not supposed to say that in this room right now?
Just look at the crowd for just a second.
Oh, hi, guys.
Take a look.
As a comedian, do you find you're more attuned to the crowd now?
Nope. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm pretty embarrassed in a lot of ways right now.
Don't worry, Dave. You're among friends.
No, seriously, it's made me less, like, pay attention to the way I speak more because it's just your voice. I listened to the first episode of my show and was like, oh, my God, I am not an articulate. I just sort of ramble curse words and the word like over and over again.
That's an interesting thing too. Is like the first time you guys heard your own podcast.
Oh God!
How much did you hate yourselves?
Oh. I have yet to listen to any podcast I've ever done.
You feel like you have enough hate for yourself already?
Yeah, I don't even look in mirrors, man.
Did any of you, before you started doing the podcast officially? Did any of you do like a pilot episode that maybe never was heard?
Because I did two or three.
Really?
Yeah. I I did a bunch. It was just me. It was just like it was me just talking about music and playing songs. And then it goes back to my self-hatred, where I was just like, no one would want to hear just me and my take on Led Zeppelin. How about I bring in my drunk friends? And then I threw away all the original.
Oh, wow. Yeah, have you ever thought about like releasing them as like?
I did. I thought that'd be kind of neat, you know, like an origin story thing.
Yeah, yeah,
but back to it. No, I'm not going to
understood.
Subject people to that.
Janet, did you have a pilot episode?
No, I had recorded, I think, like 10 without listening to any of them and without releasing any of them.
Baked it.
And it was probably the best thing I could have done because I didn't have time. Like, it was too late. You know what I mean? When one came out, if people had been horrible about it, which luckily they weren't, but if people had been horrible about it, I would have had to can so many like great people that I had already podcast. So it wasn't intentional. That's just kind of how it turned out, right?
The baby
right,
gets
kiddo?
It.
But,
baby just realized what the F word is.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gil.
My voice is very soothing to children. So it was a good thing. But that doesn't mean that I didn't listen to the first couple of episodes and go, oh, I can't stand myself. Well, too late.
Do you listen to yourself at all, Cole?
Yeah, from time to time.
Well, that's very narcissistic of you. We're moving on.
Sadly, there's no like Pop My Culture basement tapes or anything. Like, the first episode we did was with Sam Levine. We drove to his apartment. We had like one little snowball mic, and we all crowded around it. Like, we had no idea what we were doing yet, but we didn't want to like not release it, even if it wasn't great, because Sam
you wasted an hour and a half.
Exactly. Yeah. But when you do listen to it, at least the first few times I listened to it, I became so aware of my vocal patterns and which words were like my pause words, which is mostly the word like.
Yeah.
I've cut that down substantially. When the first couple episodes I would listen, and every time I had to get a thought, it was like, and it's sort of like over, and I was like, oh, I hate me so much.
Yeah.
And then you just become aware of those things, and then hopefully you change it.
Gil, do you hate yourself yet?
sort of.
No, Gil, no. You're not supposed to.
No, why not?
You're awesome, Gil. Embrace it.
Well, when I just, like, still today, I think when I sort of listen to myself, like, I don't hate myself for it, but I just, like, don't really like hearing myself.
Yeah.
In the room, so.
Yeah, but you know what, Gil? You have a thing you have to look forward to called your voice changing.
Yeah.
Which you're going to hear your voice crack on your podcast.
Yeah,
you'll
that's going to be
doing
weird.
It. That's going to be crazy.
It's going to your awkward years are going to be documented like a Richard Linklater movie.
Excellent.
Gil, you're doing the audio version of Boyhood.
Yeah. That doesn't what?
Are you like now thinking about the fact that you're going to have all of this like audio tape around of, I assume you have it all on cassettes.
I assume you know what a cassette is.
Yeah. Wait, hang on. Good question, Ben. Gil, do you know what a cassette is?
No.
Oh. Oh. Well, time to close up shop.
It's that thing that Star-Lord listens to in the new movie. You'll see. Ben, the Bens, you guys have the most, obviously, preparation done in a podcast. Most people think a podcast is just, I'm going to sit down in front of a microphone, not prepare anything, much like this panel, and then who would listen to that? Exactly. But, like, do you guys find, a couple questions. Do you guys get jealous of podcasts where, do you get jealous of podcasts that just you show up and shoot the shit?
I do one of those, so two of those.
Well, fair enough. But, Ben, do you get jealous of that? Or do you love the fact that you have so much preparation and you're able to actually craft the words that are going out on your podcast?
The latter. Can you hear me? Is this working?
Yeah.
It's in the mic. It's in the mic.
I know you're hungover. We're all going to get through it together.
Okay.
Stop picking on him.
No, you're home.
You leave him alone. That's my friend.
I can't take Jonah.
Wait, could we?
All out war.
What if we had to fight them? Yeah. What is our?
What if we didn't?
We'll settle this in a chicken fight.
I would never.
How long does it take you guys to craft an episode? How long does that take? Start from soup to nuts. How long does that take?
Whoa.
I don't know what that means.
The that Star-Lord had. In
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like 3 days too many, like four, like a week.
A week. It takes you a week to write.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I think for people who don't know, the Thrilling Adventure Hour is performed live at Largo in Los Angeles every month, and the live show consists of three segments, generally. And those segments are then divided up to be released weekly. So it's one segment per week with some weird fourth week thing that whatever we can figure out. So I think like we kind of think of the podcast very little in the forming of the show. Like we think of the live show first.
Yeah.
And the writing.
As you should,
of it.
Because those folks are paying for it.
No, I mean, I think we're very aware of like what's going to play because we're winding up in a medium that's not visual. But, you know, as far as the actual process of putting the show together, it's mostly about the live show.
Yeah.
That's the stories.
What was the question?
Do you know what a
cassette is? Are you drinking tonight, Ben? Are you drinking tonight? No. Okay, fair enough.
He hasn't had a drink in 3 years.
Right? We have a hit show tonight.
I think there are still tickets available if anyone would like to join us. We don't do it, so it's really good.
Yeah. Sandra, did you have a pilot episode you never put out?
And do you hate the sound of your own voice?
Well, definitely. Oh, I do all the post-production for my podcast. There's a lot of editing out. And likes, oh, man. I want to give away free merch for anyone who counts the amount of likes that I say in one episode, just so I can, anyway.
Wait, you have merch?
Maybe. I have a T-shirt.
Wow.
It's simple.
Nice.
It does the job. It's
sure.
Stickers. Because I was the first wave, I was naive, not a Hollywood gal yet. And I was like, oh, this Nerd Melt space. Sure, guys, I'll do a live show every week.
How do you define a Hollywood gal?
In that I...
Marilyn Monroe?
Me getting on stage was okay because I was trying to teach and heal the world everyone.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it was, let me make you laugh. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that yet.
All healing is done through the genitals, ladies and gentlemen.
So Nerd Melt, but like for months, instead of it being like the secret podcast that I never released, it was more just baptism by fire of getting up on stage at Nerd Melt every week and being like, what am I doing?
Yeah, that's right. You were doing it live weekly.
Yeah, I was like, what?
That's insane.
Yeah,
and it's an interesting thing because I mean that's a good point because I had the same thing with the writers panel because we were doing it kind of weekly and like you realize very fast because I'm not a comedian, like I'm not naturally funny like these people are. And like Sandra, I was just talking about something I was interested in.
Yeah.
And like you have an audience there and need to make it entertaining. And so I think you kind of find the tricks and the ways to do that.
It's taken me 2 years. The first 2 years was me just learning things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you would like say now, you would say that your podcast, don't listen to the first 2 years.
Honestly, it's a different, like when Dave came on, it was like a certain dynamic before that. It was a whole thing. The podcast now is very different. Like just the format's changed. It is like Gil, like you're growing up, like I've grown up a lot. And so anytime someone says I've been listening since the very beginning, I apologize immediately and then like hug them. So
Dave, how many episodes have you guys done of Terrified?
About 50, 51, 50
episodes
52.
In. So now with that sample size, would you say there's a marked difference between episode 1 and episode 50?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh yeah, I learned so much every episode, and it does take. I also hate listening to the sound of my voice, even though I've been a Hollywood gal for like years. It is deep. If I recorded the whole show in this voice, maybe I could do it.
Oh my God.
Actually, this is true. Do you remember this? When I co-hosted her show, you met some people at Pleasure Chest. Maybe you were lying when you told me this, but...
What?
Explain what Pleasure Chest is.
I meet people at sex stores all the time.
Sure, yeah, no.
Because that's where I teach, sometimes. That's weird.
From Craigslist, I meet at sex stores, from Craigslist, all the time. Apparently a girl was visiting, went up to you at Pleasure Chest and told her that when I talk for a long time on the podcast, they, use the speakers to their advantage.
It just they're driving in their car, get a little closer to their car door where the speaker
that
is.
That doesn't happen.
That's what I said.
No, there were... when Dave... People missed Dave, I mean, for lots of reasons. It was very like, Daddy left. It was very sad. But also, there was a certain amount of people
Daddy
who...
Left.
who found his voice arousing. It was very.
It was a small sampling. It was a person or two, but
it was more than that.
It
was more than that. Yeah,
I got like two emails. Why'd they email you?
Well, no, in person.
Why don't you give out your email address? You'd probably get more emails.
We're getting into some dangerous territory, and I think that we should use code word cassette for anything that is slightly nervous. Like, they found your voice cassetting.
I
still don't know what that means.
Just to be safe.
I did ask Gil's mom consent for saying S-E-X in front of him, but I'm sorry.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, it's fine. He knows. Gil, what do you know?
Throw it back at him. Throw it back at him. Gil, Matt, what do you
what,
know?
What grade are you? What grade are you entering next
seventh.
Year? Seventh grade. So you are officially a junior high schooler.
Yeah.
How does that? How do you feel better than other junior high schoolers because you have a podcast? You should.
Was that supposed to answer your own question?
Yeah, yeah, I'm just going to answer for you, Gil. You should feel better about it.
Jonah, same question.
I'm the coolest middle schooler I know.
Can we?
Do people know at your school, Gil, that you have a podcast?
Yeah.
Do they listen?
Some of them, yeah.
Those are the ones
you've
hang
had around. Some as guests, right? Didn't you do that? You had like classmates or something?
I had one on, yeah. Okay. I had one.
How'd that go?
Talk to the mic.
It was pretty good, yeah.
Glad I
asked. I love him.
Can we fly in the face of the rules of somebody moderating and ask you why you started other podcasts?
Yeah, why did you want to start 18?
I dare.
Yeah.
This whole panel is out of order.
I think for sort of the similar types of reasons that Jonah did. Well, no, it's just like you feel like on the Nerdist podcast, it's a simple goal. It's sort of to interview the guest and get to know that guest.
Famous
so,
people.
Yeah, get to know that
famous
person.
Yeah.
And in the first, 22 episodes, it was all the famous people Chris could bother to ask. And then we started getting bookers. And then you're sitting there across from the likes of, like, Tom Hanks and stuff like that. And I'm just like, well, I don't have a ton to add to this that won't somehow be insulting. So why don't I sort of get my own podcast started where I can do sort of what I want to do, which it turned out to be talk about James Bond for hours on end. And then I do this other podcast with Scott Mosier, who does Smodco with Kevin Smith. So Scott and I always were like, oh, we're just sidekicks. Why don't we do our own sidekick podcast where we get to be together and just talk about whatever the cassette we feel like.
Good save. Good save.
And it turns out he and I like curmudgeonly complaining about people we encounter in life and food. So those are the three things I like most in life. Curmudgeonly complaining, food, and James Bond movies.
But then we started another one, you and I.
Jonah and I have just started My Ray and the Highway.
Oh, no.
Which is also, I mean, the premise here is going to be, we're going to do live shows. So Joan and I are going to go out, hit the road,
on the smaller
highway.
Markets that Hardwick can't do anymore.
Yeah, if he's like, I can't do Phoenix, they don't have a room big enough for me. Guess what? Yeah. Joan and I are here. Yes.
With our powers combined, we can fill this up halfway, hopefully.
If I were Weird Al, I would beg to write the theme song of My Ray or the Highway. That is like the awesomest horrible punning worthy of the great Weird Al.
It was given to us.
It was given to us by a man who waited the entire length of the signing we did after the show in Phoenix to tell us that.
Yeah.
He didn't want a picture.
Do you want an autograph?
He didn't want an autograph. He just wanted to say, guys.
Oh my
God. Ray or the Highway. Yeah. And then Jonah was like, well, how about My Ray and the Highway?
It's so now we don't have to give that guy credit.
Yeah, so Jonah and I are going to be releasing those as we do them, and they're going to go on iTunes. And, you know, maybe they're $2 each. I don't know. It's just like we need money, guys. I'm sorry.
You know, what it really is, we thought, you know, you can get the really famous guy on the Nerdist podcast. What if you took that guy of the equation and then charged for that? It's kind of backwards reasoning.
It's a bold experiment,
yeah.
Which may or may not at all work. We won't know until it happens. But yeah, no, thank you for asking me, Janet. But that's why sort of why I did. I wanted to sort of like have my own voice outside of insulting Rainn Wilson or something. So.
That was a long time ago, man.
Yeah, I know, but Chris brings it up all the time. So.
When we have a really big guest on the Nerdist, like Chris will always like do a thing like at midnight where it's like he's like, hey, I want to ask you about a joke or something like that. And then he asks Matt about a joke, and then right immediately after goes, so when Tom Cruise is here, don't be weird.
It's time for me to go ahead and I want to open up this to questions from you guys, the listeners of the podcast. Hopefully you have some. If you don't, I will just ask more questions. Does anybody have any questions? Go ahead and raise your hand. It's a small room. We can hear you. You don't really need a microphone. I'll just
is this being recorded, Matt?
It sure is. It's going out onto all of the podcast feeds.
Will you repeat the question?
I will, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So people can hear it. Yeah. Thank you, Ben. Yes, sir. Janet,
yes,
the question
please.
Is for you. He wants to know if the JV Club is going to be closing all of the podcasts from the Boys of Summer by singing the Boys of
we
Summer.
We have been doing that with every episode, and yes, we are going to do that at the end of this episode.
As you should.
Thank you.
We're all singing.
My Ray or the Highway. And the Highway. The best ideas are stolen from wonderful people like you.
Sir, do you have a question? He's asking if any of the other podcasts are going to go video, add the video element to the thing. So we did build a studio at Meltdown. We built a pretty expensive studio at Meltdown that doesn't quite work.
Really?
Yeah. No. Well, I'll tell you why it doesn't quite work. Well, maybe if Gil, you might have some more input on this because your dad owns the space. It's ghosts, right?
We all think it's ghosts or rats.
It's ghosts or rats.
What if it's ghost rats?
Ghost rats.
Ghost rats.
Actually, what are we saying? For sure we would prefer ghost rats to real rats.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They pass through you.
Exactly.
Talk about a poltergeist. I'm so proud of myself.
Well, you should be.
Don't confuse it with a ghost chicken, a poultry geist.
The room, what happens in the room, it's got some very old wiring in the space. So that there, it's in a storefront next to Meltdown Comics, which is a fantastic comic store you should all visit. At one point, Gaston, who owns the place, was telling me that at one point the entire power grid went out on that entire block except for that one building. So it's got this crazy old weird wiring, and if you try to record a podcast in there, occasionally you pick up old radio signals.
What?
From the past.
From the past. They're all through Lucille Ball's molars.
Which she had buried in the Meltdown
cassettes. Cassettes. But yes, if we can fix that, which, you know, it's very expensive to replace wiring in a building in Los Angeles, as soon as we fix it, you will be seeing more podcasts that are video also. Any more questions? The TARDIS, do you have a question? You're just blinking at me. Okay. You, sir, back there. Really? Oh, so we wanted to, this gentleman had a nice comment. He said that our interview with Tom Cruise on the Nerdist podcast changed his outlook on that gentleman greatly. And to that we say, you're very welcome, sir, and thank you for listening to that. Yeah. I will say this, Jonah. My opinion of Tom Cruise also changed to him being even more handsome.
Good-looking guy.
Really good-looking guy. Yeah. So engaging. Weirdly focused, like a laser
beam. Eye contact.
Every second.
With all three of us at the same time.
I don't know how he does it.
They teach you that.
They
do. I'm not kidding at
all. No, they tell you look at the bridge of the nose, right? All I know is when we were walking out, he was going to Kimmel. He was getting into his spaceship. Yep. And he was heading off to Kimball, and I had to go across the lot to go back to work, and he just puts his hand on my back and says, "Hey, Matt, have a great summer."
Stay sweet. Don't
change.
Now
you have to.
I was like, Tom Cruise, I'm going to have the best summer ever now.
Yeah, that's just him on cruise control. That's what he does.
Oh, welcome to the party.
Speed 2.
Oh, that was a doozy of a movie. Does the baby have a question?
Wah. That's a good question.
Oh, but the baby's dad has a question. Yes, sir.
That we know of.
For the listener at home, he's asking me about G4 when I would review gadgets on Attack of the Show. Here's the fun part about that. I didn't really care. I was like, you know what? What's new? I'll get that. Okay. I guess it's pretty cool. 3 out of 4 stars. No, it was a little bit more than that. But as I moved away from that, not having to read about it all the time, I've grown sort of less and less. Like, I'm walking around with a generation ago's iPhone.
Ew.
which while I was on G4 never would have been a thing that would have happened. But as far as the reviewing something in the future on like the Nerdist Network, we've talked about like going back and like me and Chobot doing a gadget prawn on Nerdist News on the YouTube channel. And if I do have free time and she happens to be in town, we will actually be doing a fun little gadget prawn. Just for old time's sake. But fun fact about that network, no original programming, the ratings are the same.
What did you rate cassettes? Where did they fall?
Cassettes, I gotta tell you, I think it just sounds better.
Nothing like that sound, that warm sound you get.
4 out of 5. You, sir, have a question. Go ahead. The saddest episode in the history of podcasts? Yeah, sure. Gentleman's asking us about the New Year episode we did on Nerdist. What is your question?
I was wondering if the other podcast would follow suit with some type of like very touching holiday episode of all of their podcasts.
Well, I'm going to fill them in because as a podcaster, I'm sure their answer is the same. We don't listen to each other's podcasts.
I listen to everyone's podcasts at this table.
No joke.
So much. I've discovered a lot of great
Actually, you do.
Janet, I bugged her until she would have Ben and Me on her podcast.
Next week, everybody.
I'm an enormous fan. Honestly, everybody here I listen to.
Well, that is very, very kind of you.
And I'm brand loyal.
For everybody, yeah. Everybody who hasn't heard it, the Nerdist, we did a podcast right into the new year where we sort of like had this like crazy unburdening episode of like, this is how our year was. This is what I'm feeling shitty about. You know, I was really bummed out. I had just broken up with my girlfriend a few months before. I was really opening up about that. Chris was opening up, and Jonah was just having a great time. If I remember correctly, I believe Jonah was like, "I'm having a great year. I don't know what the hell you're doing."
Yeah. It was a good year.
That was actually the most feedback I think I've ever seen about the podcast was about that sort of holiday episode. So I guess the question then for you folks at the podcast, have you given any thought to doing a yearly sort of like, I'm going to really unburden my soul to these people? Have you thought about that?
We sort of do that every year on Pop My Culture. We do a two-part episode called Pop My Cork, where we bring back 5 or so of our past guests from that year that we want to have back on, but that we don't really have a reason to right away otherwise. But everybody brings in a list of their 5 favorite things from the past year and their 5 least favorite things. And then we're all like drinking wine and eating food and start talking about it. And then debate inevitably happens because one person has something on their best 5 and the other person has it on their worst 5, and then that happens. And it's a good 3 hours we cut in half and do the best of as one half and the worst of as the other half. So that's fun.
Great. That's really cool. Have you ever thought of a chant?
I feel like mine is already.
Could go either way
every single episode. So yeah, I don't know.
Gil, do you want to unburden your soul?
That could be a change I could add. That would be a change.
Absolutely. Yes. Always thinking with your cassette. Wait, does it mean anything? It can mean whatever. The word means anything we want it to.
Oh, we relegated it to meaning like things we couldn't say.
Oh, forget I said it, Gil.
It's like a single now. But one day.
You smurfed that one.
Ben, would it fit into your format at all for the writers panel?
Oh, for the writers panel, no. Because it's hard enough to record those and
Absolutely.
Get them out, and yeah. hopefully I get to bank some, and then, hey, this one came out around Christmas. Great.
Put some bells on there.
Yeah, I'll put some jingle bells on. But for Thrilling, we do a Christmas episode every year.
Yeah, you love Christmas. Like that. That baby loves all the things that are Christmas.
It's actually, we don't really, like I said, we don't release the entire show every week, but for the Christmas episode, we release the entirety of the previous year's live Christmas show.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of fun.
It's great. Do you have any sex tips for Christmas?
Oh, plenty. But that's not, this isn't that show, you guys. It's funny that you're asking about the holiday episode. I realize every year I try and do a Thanksgiving episode because it's the least cassette tapey week of the year. And so the year Dave and I brought in a pumpkin pie and we were eating pumpkin pie while we were talking about like thankfulness and our relationships or whatever. And like people were so angry. Because
well, you're eating
chewing.
On a podcast,
yeah, exactly.
Which
so
is
gross.
A mortal sin.
It was so gross. Yeah, I stopped that immediately. But then every New Year, I'll do one looking forward and like, how do I want to change my personal life or self-growth stuff? So that's what I do.
And you're at 50 episodes, yeah, here. So you've gone through a New Year.
Yeah.
But do you have any plans to sort of make a special sort of holiday? What you were terrified of this past year?
Yeah, I mean. It's what we're talking about is the premise of my podcast.
Yeah.
Every episode I interview people about what they're afraid of or what they don't like about themselves, mm-hmm. which is in itself an unburdening, I think.
Yeah.
So it hasn't occurred to me.
Yeah.
Because I do it every week. But yeah, maybe. I don't know.
All right. Well, that's a good question. It's a good question. I enjoy that question, sir. Yes. Hello. Question is to Dave, if you and any of the other folks in the Women in Comedy group are going to be doing any, was it you were asking specifically a podcast or anything more?
Yeah. Also, first of all, you're awesome. Thank you. This just makes me so happy. Yes, definitely. We're trying to do everything. We wrote a pilot that we love that we're like working pretty hard on, and we wrote a movie, a short film that we're going to shoot at some point. Depends on what happens with the pilot. You know, I mean, that could and very much will likely die immediately. You know what I mean? And at some point, we want to record a combination stand-up album, like the Holy Cassette album. And with sketch and stand-up. And then, I don't know, yeah, we want to make as much stuff as possible. Maybe a podcast, but we're all so busy that it'll be hard to put out something every week.
There you go. You should do it. Dave, you should do it. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
From an execution standpoint...
I would murder Jonah first.
Oh, sweet release.
yes, from an execution standpoint... Great question. So this gentleman has asked for the listener at home, where are some of the weirder places the podcast has been recorded? Jonah records in his garage. I've recorded in my living room on my couch.
Before we actually get to that, I've been wanting to mention, since most of us are, we're all Nerdist podcasts, and most of us do record in the studio at mm-hmm. Meltdown. We should acknowledge Katie Levine.
Katie, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Kills
Katie
herself.
Levine,
she's the best.
Schedule
us.
The podcast producer, she keeps the schedule of when the studio's in use. If I can go in there and do a stupid 20-hour James Bond right. podcast, she lets me know. And Aristotle, who is up there recording right now. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Aristotle.
So besides our haunted rat studio, where's the weird place you've recorded? Jonah, you're in garages all the time.
Yeah, I tinker.
Yeah.
I did the Walk in the Room podcast, and they do that in Greg Barron's wife's closet.
They
it's
do.
Not comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
It's not supposed to be.
Yeah, you're right.
Janet?
Whenever possible, I record it in my den.
Oh.
And so, yeah, the times that I haven't done, like I just recorded my first episode at Meltdown, and it felt super weird. I was recorded Paul and Storm, and I say on the podcast episode that I feel like I'm doing someone else's podcast.
Yeah, for us, we usually record around Vanessa's kitchen table.
Oh, cool.
But occasionally we'll go to a guest if we feel like they won't make the trek out. Because most people get that podcasts are recorded in weird places. I mean, WTF is in like Marin's garage or whatever. But a lot of people think that they're going to be going down to like, you know, go down to Warner Brothers studio lot. We're in building 15C. And, no, it's like...
Where Marilyn Monroe once worked.
Hollywood girl.
but it's a lot of like, all right, you're going to come to this apartment. It's number four. And some guests are like, you're not going to kill me, right? That's not going to happen. So yeah, sometimes we'll go to them, and a lot of them have very nice residences, mansions up in the hills, and stuff like that. So it's always kind of weird to walk in with our.
He did do his podcast in my house.
That's true. Hey, it's always weird to walk in with a you know a little soundboard and a couple of mics and stuff.
We did a Nerdist. We did a Drew Carey episode. We did it in Drew's other house. He had bought his neighbor's house because his neighbor had complained about the parties.
So he just turned that house into an office.
Yep.
And. Office. That's a house.
Gil, any plans to buy a house office? And where's the weirdest place you've recorded your podcast, Gil? Do you you mostly record at the studio?
I actually, since I pretty much saw the studio being, you know, built and everything. Since my dad is Meltdown Comics, I like to say.
Yes, your dad is Meltdown Comics, very much so.
So since I saw it and I always record in there, it's really weird when I go somewhere else and sit either maybe at a meeting table or something like mm-hmm. that. And it's just really weird just to have a microphone because I always put the headphones on.
Right. So if you don't have headphones, you don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So
does it throw off your rhythm? Do you feel like you have a rhythm that you get out of completely when you can't hear yourself?
So-so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're adaptable. You're young.
Quick question for Gil. Have you ever said to anyone, don't you know who my dad is?
My dad is Meltdown Comics.
He is Meltdown Comics.
He is.
Because I feel like this is the convention to do that.
My dad's already recognizable, especially for his beard.
Yes. And his crazy hair right now.
Oh, yeah. He just got a haircut, but you can't really know.
Oh, did he really get a haircut? I can't wait to see him. The bands? What is that? I mean, I guess you guys always record Thrilling Adventure live, so...
I actually hate doing podcasts at people's homes for the most part. Like, I like the warmth of Janet's podcast when it's, you know, let's sit on the floor and talk about feelings, but, like...
That sounded incredibly condescending.
A real condescending way to describe someone's podcast.
You know,
let's talk to our floor. Let's talk about feelings.
Oh, a slumber party.
Oh, I would listen to a slumber party version of your podcast. That would be awesome.
It's been discussed.
But, like, I don't... And we've done some other people's podcasts, but I like going to the studio, and I like that there's a little bit of formality to it.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it ups people's game a little bit, and specifically like for the writers panel, I'm not delving into deep personal stuff. I'm talking about business and process. But like when I go to someone's house and they like there's weird carpets.
Yeah, it's always weird.
The smell How, to that
yeah,
home.
They can't and, smell it. That's
exactly.
where they live. It's just weird.
There's one microphone and like six people gathered around.
It's
I don't
no good.
Care for it. Up your game, podcasters.
Scott Mosier and I just take a Zoom into the Haunted Rat podcast room, and we love doing it in there, because it's just so quiet and so tucked away, and sometimes you can hear the rat.
Except, sometimes there's an improv class. Have you ever done this? At Nerd Melt, and like you go into the Haunted Rat room... And then
it's like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory at Meltdown Comics.
I know. Everything you're saying makes me want to record in a studio.
Wait a second,
nice
man.
Home with pleasant smells. People talk about how nice my home is on my podcast. No one's talking about rats.
That's why you're having it there. You just want people to talk about your home.
Yeah.
You're secretly how nice is my home?
Not so secretly.
Janet Martin.
Sit on the floor. It's nice.
Ben, that improv group died 20 years ago.
Turn it off. We're done. We got
That's it. We got it.
I know.
We have another 60 minutes of this.
Sandra, what is the weirdest place you've had to record and talk about
Dave,
sexy
Dave time? Just like leaned over my ear like, you're going to win this one. And because people think like I'm just around crazy stuff all the time, which is not really true. Up to this past week, the most bizarre place I recorded was really in like someone's Jeep. Because like it was like I was doing an episode on cheating, and he was just like an amazing expert on affairs and like why people do that sort of thing. And so I was like, we need to record in this car right now. But then
Wait, hang on.
A Jeep? A car?
No, yeah, I get that. But how does this?
It was thematic.
Are you walking around with podcast recording equipment all the time?
No.
Do you just converse with people and go, you know what? This should be a topic on my podcast. Let's record. Or were you cheating around with this guy and you were in his Jeep?
No, I attend conferences and I go to different like sexuality, like where therapists go. You know, sure. I follow them. I'm a groupie for therapists, basically. And so I'm always like, oh, okay, you're an expert about this.
They would love to get their hands on you.
Right.
You're a groupie for therapists. That's got to be something up here. That's weird, right?
Yeah, no, it's because they know all the things about all the feelings. It's fascinating. But then I met a guy who has a factory where he makes the most anatomically correct silicone dolls with...
You mean the real doll?
Even more shockingly real than that. It's called Synthetics.
No.
And there are factories in L.A. So I thought I was just showing up to their house to...
By the way, everything I know about cassette ran out when HBO stopped making real cassette.
I hear that might be coming back. The more, but it's called CDs now.
And we're done.
But yeah, I walked straight into a factory with all the cassettes everywhere. Just everywhere cassette. Disembodied audio equipment everywhere. Yeah, it was bizarre. It was terrifying and just okay.
I thought
can
you
I
told
just
me
order
that
the cassette part?
Oh, man.
Guys.
God, that's...
You just
light?
Grossed out the top.
That is really guy. Gross. I thought you told me...
The baby is clapping.
The baby's smiling
baby
and clapping.
The baby is clapping. Yes! Dave? Oh, I'll review... Oh, God, we've talked about it.
I thought... I could have sworn that when we were doing the show that you told me... That you did an interview during a gang cassette.
A group recording?
Like a group, yeah, like a group podcast.
Six people around a microphone?
A microphone, yeah.
Did they use a snowball?
No, that's...
No.
Jonah wins.
Wow,
this place is good. I think that's the way to end this podcast. Thank you very much to all of my guests, Dave Ross, Sandra Doherty, Ben Blacker, Ben Acker, Gil, Cole, Janet, Jonah. I've been Matt Myra. Thank you all very much. Go outside and get back in line for Weird Al, moderated by Mr. Jonah Ray.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.